When it comes to animal captivity, there aren't a whole ton of stories that make you smile. If you think about how they live and die in cages and behind walls, the tales of redemption are difficult to come by unless, of course, they are endangered. Which brings us to one of the more famous animals of all time, Coco, who passed away this week at the age of 46. Born in the San Francisco Zoo, most of her years were spent at the Gorilla Foundation's preserve in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Most people know the ape as the gorilla who spoke sign language and received a lot of press in the 70s and 80s for learning to communicate with humans. You might recall images of her kicking it with Robin Williams and, say, Mr. Rogers. Of course, not all scientists bought the validity of said skills, but whatever. Here's the point. Coco was an inspiration. When I was a kid, Coco taught me that just because something didn't look like I looked or talked like I talked didn't mean that we couldn't find a way to communicate with each other in a positive manner. Hopefully her passing doesn't mean that that message is gone for the next generation as well. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.